are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So like I said, we're going to talk about how to talk to your family during the holidays. Now, the funny thing is my producer Miroslav created this image. And when he created it, I think I saw it differently. Let's just say that. I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. But the way I saw it is that I'm the young person and the old people, and I would be talking to old people. But he chose to do it, which I think would be normal considering I'm 61 or 60, although I never think of myself as old, and you never should either. I think it was Wayne Dyer said, never let an old person move into your body. So how to talk to your family during the holidays. Not long ago, I got a post from a friend from high school in my Facebook newsfeed, and it was cruel. I'll just say it was cruel, it was unkind, and it was political. It was all of those things, and it was not something that I wanted into my consciousness. Now, because it was political, I shared something. I actually said something, and I said, my mom always taught me to practice. I was trying to remember exactly. My mom always told me, like Steve Martin, my grandfather said, always, no wait, it was never. My mom taught me to always practice polite conversation. Polite conversation means you never discuss three things. And actually, I've heard it amended to four. You don't talk about sex, you don't talk about religion, and you don't talk about politics. Now, I would add on to that, you also don't talk about money. But I have appreciated those people in my news feed, my friends who have avoided talking politics. So I'm going to tell you to practice polite conversation. Imagine that this is not your uncle or your aunt or your cousin or your sister that you're going to be talking with. And by the way, I encourage you to watch yesterday's Jumpstart because I talked about how to stay safe and still stay connected during the holidays. I'm talking about whether you're talking with people virtually. And remember, I don't get paid for this, but Zoom is offering unlimited time. They're removing their 45 minutes from their free plan. So you can literally sit there at the table and have dinner while your family is having dinner at their table, and you can be there. Now, when you converse, remember, don't talk about, you wouldn't, I would imagine, talk about sex at the Thanksgiving table, right? Well, treat the same thing as with politics. Now, what do you do if someone else does? You use a little verbal misdirection by complimenting that person. You know, I noticed, for example, I have an uncle who's into wood carving, and we are diametrically opposed politically. And so what I do is I always make sure that I compliment his wood carvings. If things start getting a little political, and he may say, well, looks like your guy didn't do so well, or looks like whatever, you know, and we're on the verge of disagreeing. Bear with me just one second. I will compliment one of his wood carvings. So if everybody's got something they want you to compliment them on, everybody does. And that is one of the greatest ways to use a little verbal jujitsu and get the person to go off in another direction. You want to do it genuinely, and you want to do it with a smile on your face. Somebody says something, you know, well, the election's not over, and you believe that, you know, Biden is going to be our next president. You might say, you know, I noticed as I was coming in that you all got new cushions for the couch. Is that true? Give that a try, because it lets people know that you want to let people know that there are areas you just really don't want to go to. And sex, politics, and religion, and money are very good things to avoid. So my first suggestions are of Practice polite conversation. If you run into issues with someone wanting to try and take you down a down the road that you don't want to go, then number one, don't go there. And number two, use a little misdirection by complimenting the person. And here's the last thing I want to suggest. And this comes all down to the complaint-free world message, the stop complaining, start living. If you've read my book, A Complaint-Free World, and it's sold more than 4 million copies in 35 languages, if you've read it, you know that it's not just about not complaining. It's about not complaining, criticizing, or gossiping. Gossip is to speak negatively about someone who's not present. So here's the third thing I want to encourage you to do. Speak only nicely to the people who are present, and speak nicely, only nicely about anyone who is absent. Now, why do I bring that up? Because I can tell you, in my negative family, I was thinking about it just this morning, and in all the negativity and things like that, and all of the criticism, if someone were not present, let's say we were having Thanksgiving and my brother had to work, couldn't get off work, but we still had Thanksgiving, which we would have never done, but hypothetically. Anyway, if he were not there, he would be the topic of conversation. Don't engage in that. That is just going down into negativity. And the thing is, it sends out a subtle message to everyone else at the table that if they're not present for something, Thanksgiving, a family function, something like that, then they are going to be the subject of the negative conversation. It builds an unsafeness. You know, we talk a lot about insecurity. Insecurity just means being unsafe, and you can create that by not engaging. In fact, again, we want to use a little verbal jujitsu here as well. Compliment the person who's missing. So, for example, I'm making all of this up. My poor brother couldn't defend himself because he's passed on. But, you know, my brother's late. So my mom says, well, he is so bad at managing his money. Have you noticed? You know, he's having trouble at work, but he just bought a new car. Now, none of this is true, but that's a typical example of the criticism that would happen. Instead, you might say, or I might say, you know, I really like the car. And when I talked to him, he was telling me how things were really improving. So I'm kind of proud of him. So make sure that you the suggestions that I'm making here, do you get this? Avoid hot topics and compliment people, whether they're present or absent. It will make them feel better and it will make you feel better. I once said that I knew a woman, shared with you, and I still know her. There's a woman I know who is probably, no, she is the most popular person I know. Her biggest challenge is everybody wants some of her time. They want just to hang out with her, have breakfast with her, have coffee with her, go to the movies or, you know, whatever. Everyone loves this woman. And I noticed that she does one thing every single time she sees somebody for the first time that day. Compliments them. I like your shoes. I like your eyes. You look well rested. Have I told you what a nice smile you have? Etc., 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 etc. And let me give you one little bonus hack for giving compliments, okay? You want to make a compliment that's this big, be this big. You want to couch it in something that I use when I give my speeches to corporations on not complaining. Here's what I mean. You want to say, you may not be aware of this, but. You may not be aware of this, but. And you can change that around. In fact, I suggest you do that. You should change it around. But it makes a person feel magnificently complimented. Here's what I mean. You know, Aunt Betsy, who has also passed on. You know, Aunt Betsy, you may not be aware of this, but your biscuits are the best I have ever had. Now, that is so much stronger of a compliment than, Aunt Betsy, your biscuits are the best I've ever had. it makes it sound almost conspiratorial, like everybody knows how great that person is except them. Aunt Betsy, you probably don't know this, but everybody talks about how great your biscuits are. So try and say something like, you're probably not aware of this, but you may never have realized, or I'll bet you didn't know, something like that. Let them, like you're letting them in on a secret and then compliment them. I've tried it since I've learned it, by the way, and I know that the people I've tried it on are watching, and I've also seen how much bigger of a deal it is. So it's not like you have to constantly compliment someone. What you have to do is make it seem like it's a really big deal. So if you're struggling and you're concerned about what it's going to be like to talk with your family, whether virtually or live, over the holidays, let me remind you again, polite conversation. Don't engage in conversations. Don't engage. They're going to go on around you. You eat, you smile, you ignore it. Not your place to break it up. Not your zoo, not your monkeys. Okay? You let it happen. If it gets directed at you, you redirect it with a compliment. And if they are attacking someone who is absent, you want to make sure that people know that, but you do it in a subtle way by number one, not engaging, and number two, complimenting the absent person. Let me take a second to check in with all of your comments right now, and this is a great chance for you to click share. I noticed just this morning we had 187 people sign up to follow this page last month, and it's because you take a second right now and click share. So let me see your comments. Anybody got anything else you want to add to the party before we say goodbye? Dominic and Juanita are here. They say, terrific morning. Good morning, Jerome. He's here as well. So like I said, this takes a few seconds for things. I will hang around at the end of this broadcast and I will look for your comments. And remember, you can comment and share anytime. You don't have to do it while you're live. Daniel Byrne says, I came from a family where we are always playing games, even while we eat. I'm trying Utri, Setback, Rummikab, etc. I found that it helps to fill that void that otherwise would be filled in by awkward conversation topics. Will be a little tougher this year in a virtual world, but we will figure it out. Great idea, Daniel, and I actually thought about that as well. Game playing, not in the psychological or emotional or relationship sense, but playing games is one of the best ways to connect with your family and not argue, not fight, etc. I think that we used to play cards all the time, and I don't remember us fighting during cards. I do remember us fighting at the dinner table, but not giving. Greg says, can you give your definition of gossip again? I think what I said was commenting negatively on someone who is absent. And I just made that up, but I think I'm going to stick with it. I think it's true. I think it's good. Gossip is not commenting negatively about someone who is absent. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We are going to get together again tomorrow, and that'll be our last jumpstart of the week. Tomorrow, we're going to have what I'm calling a complaint-free Thanksgiving. I want to see a lot more involvement from you. I want to hear how your life has been. I really want to hear and know more about you tomorrow. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow, complaint-free Thanksgiving. I hope you'll enjoy it. Join us, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Enjoy today, and remember, stop complaining and start living. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.